Welcome. Welcome to Living Life Through the Word of God podcast with none other than Pastor Dr. Darlene Smith, your host for today. We come on every Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, living life through the Word of God. Hallelujah. Give you time to invite someone in. Could be something said that would encourage someone's heart. Hallelujah. We're going into the Word of God. Amen. Invite someone in. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome and wonderful God. For this is a day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. How about you? Hallelujah. How about you? Hallelujah. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. Amen, amen. But before we get started, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that you're sovereign. You're controlled of all things. You're omnipotent. Get all power in heaven and earth. This is in your hand. We thank you, Lord God, that we are in your hands and nothing can pluck us out. Hallelujah. Lord God, you are a shepherd and you know how to take good care of the sheep. You are a father. You know how to take care of your children. Father God, have your way in this podcast. Allow something to be said that would encourage someone's heart in the Lord. Lord God, we just ask you, Lord God, to strengthen. Hallelujah. Deliver. Hey, Mashada. Hey, set the captives free, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, give me a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge that I might speak life into the hearts of your people. In the name of Jesus is my prayer. Hallelujah. And the people of God says, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Cut my phone off. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. We're coming from very, very familiar passage. Amen. Second Chronicles. Some of y'all already know where I'm going. Second Chronicles. And let's start at verse. I'm gonna do a little jumping around a little bit, just a little bit here. Let's start at verse number 17. All right, Second Chronicles, chapter 20, verse 17. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Hallelujah. You don't need to fight. Hallelujah. If you're going to fight, fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. If you're going to fight, fight the good fight of faith, because the enemy is always trying to throw doubt in. But hallelujah, walk by faith and not by sight. If you're going to fight, go shot. Hallelujah, fight the good fight of faith. It reads, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, hallelujah, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord with you. Hallelujah. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Hallelujah. The Lord will be with you. Hallelujah. Don't worry about what you're going through. God is with you. He said in his word, he will never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. That's a promise from God. Let me read verse 18. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all of Judea and the inhabitation of Jerusalem fell before the Lord and worshiped the Lord. Listen, when the enemy comes in, hallelujah, trying to steal, kill, and destroy, you just continue worship. Hallelujah. The Bible lets us know in the presence of the Lord is the fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there's pleasure evermore. The presence of God. Hallelujah. The word let us know. Hallelujah. Wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You just begin to worship. He inhabits the praises of his people. That means he lives where praise is. Enemy can't stand the praise. He can't stand your worshiping. He can't stand your praising God. You done took his place. Hallelujah. And you know, sometimes I sit and I meditate on that thing. I meditate on that thing. How the enemy truly do hate us. And the feeling is mutual. But I meditate on that. Satan messed up and got kicked out. We messed up, repented, and came into the family. Hallelujah. No, he don't like us. Hallelujah. And the first thing he wants to do is take your praise. Take your worship. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. He even tempted the Son of God, Jesus, with that. He says he took him up on a high pedestal and he says, all this I will give you if you bow down and worship. Hallelujah. He's after our worship. All right. Let me go on down here. Hey, glory. In the beginning of the chapter, the Bible lets us know that the enemy was coming after them. Jehoshaphat didn't know what to do. The Bible said, he said, I don't know what to do. So he began to pray. Hallelujah. The subject on today, I just jumped right on in there, y'all. The subject on today is simply this. Praise your way through. What you going through? Hallelujah. Praise your way through it. Praise your way through it. Hallelujah. Every step of the way. Just go on here and praise him. That's what happened in Joshua 6. If you get some hard situation, some walls built up, no, you can't penetrate through it. You can't. Oh my God. Some hard obstacles that is in your way. The Bible lets us know that Joshua, the instructions from God, uses to walk around. And then on that seventh day, hallelujah, walk around seven times. Hallelujah. And shout. Hey, good God from Zion. Shout unto the Lord. That's a act of worship. The walls came down. Just begin to praise God. Worship God. Praise your way through. And watch the walls. Hallelujah. The obstacles and different things that is in your way. Because the only person who's setting it up is the enemy. All right, let me go ahead and read it. Hallelujah. The Bible says, I'm going to drop down to verse, let's do 21. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord. Didn't go out there with no swords and spears and rocks. No. Hallelujah. The enemy probably was expecting them to come out fighting one way. Hallelujah. But they came out worshiping. You confuse the enemy. I'm just letting you know. You confuses the enemy when he is literally kicking up all kinds of havoc and causing chaos and you just worshiping him. You don't understand it. We know God is on our side. He said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, he will lift up a standard against them. Do you hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Subject on today is simply this. Praise your way through. Hallelujah. Praise your way through it. All right. It says, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord and that should praise the beauty of the Lord. Hallelujah. As they went out before the army and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. They coming after them and they good God from Zion. They coming after them and they singing, praise be the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Praise be the Lord, his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. They just kept on singing. And when they began to sing and praise, and to praise, the Lord sent an ambushment against Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah. Did you see that? Which has come against Judah. There it is right there. The enemy is coming after your praise. Hallelujah. Judah means praise. Which come against Judah. The enemy is coming after Judah. The enemy is coming after your praise. He don't want you to get up in the morning and talk about, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. He wanna stop that. Hallelujah. But every time a situation come in, get a praise on your lips. Hallelujah. Begin to shout unto the Lord. Give him the highest praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go on, give it to him. Go on and give it to him. Hallelujah. The latter clause of verse 23, it says, everyone helped to destroy one another. They was killing each other. They were so confused. They didn't know who it was. Hallelujah. It confuses the enemy. It confuses him. They don't know which way to turn. They didn't know which way to turn. They just started swinging. They destroyed their own selves. Hallelujah. The Bible says in verse 24, And when Judah came towards the watchtower in the wilderness, hallelujah, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies falling to the earth, and none escaped. God did it. Hallelujah. You don't need to fight this battle. No. No, sir. No, ma'am. The battle belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah. We are called to worship. We was created to worship. Hallelujah. The enemy is after your praise. Hallelujah. So whatever he after, that's what we need to kick up. Kick it up. Kick it up a notch. All right? Hallelujah. Look at here. Verse 25. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoils of them, they found among them in abundance both riches, hallelujah, with the dead bodies, precious jewels, which they stripped off from themselves more than they could carry. And they were 3 days in the gathering of spoils. It was so much. Hallelujah. You just go on and praise them. Hallelujah. The Bible lets us know in Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Hallelujah. He'll give us abundant blessing. All we just do is just praise him. They had so much jewels and riches. Hallelujah. Riches and jewels. It took them 3 days to gather it. The Bible says it was so much. A simple praise. Just a simple praise. Hallelujah. You might have trouble on your job. Might got a situation going on your job. You might have lost your job. Just begin to God and give God the praise. Give him the praise. Hallelujah. And you'll get a better job and get a promotion. Hallelujah. Not even qualified for the job. Forget the job. Hallelujah. Do you hear what I'm saying? Go in. How the same old saints used to say, and get two niggas to rub together. Hallelujah. Go into the store. Hallelujah. Everything that you had on your list is on sale. I'm just saying, you just praise your way through it. Hallelujah. God will bring you through. He will provide for you. Hallelujah. He will open doors for you. He will make a way for you. Hallelujah. You need not to fight. Don't pick up the arm of flesh trying to handle it. Put it in God's hands. The Bible lets us know in his word, cast all your cares upon him. God is so awesome that we can simultaneously cast everything that is on our heart to the Lord. He can catch it. It won't miss a beat. Do you hear what I'm saying? Oh, Shabbat, good God from Zion. Hallelujah. Praise your way through. And then you'll look back and say, I know that was nobody but God. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, give God the hand praise right there. Praise your way through. Hallelujah. Don't complain. Praise. Hallelujah. Praise. Hallelujah. He honors that. Come on, let's pray. Father God in heaven, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that we can come boldly to the throne of grace where we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. We thank you, Lord God, that we can call on you and you will answer us and show us great and mighty things which we know not of. Hashabokosia. Lord God in heaven, yes, we're going to go through. Hallelujah. We're going to go through, but we're going to go through with a praise. We're not going to complain. Complaining has us going around the mountain and the mountain. We understand that we have read, hallelujah, the word, hallelujah. There has been others has went through, Lord God, hallelujah, one way. And in the name of Jesus, and all of this is just an example. Everything they went through, hallelujah, it gives us, hallelujah, example how we need to walk. Walk by faith and not by sight. Not walking complaining because we'll go around and round and round and Abosha. Hallelujah. But if we look to the hills from whence comes our help, knowing that all our help comes from you. Lord God, I don't know what your people might be going through, but we all going through something. Trouble is on every side. We know what the word says in Job 14:1, man that's born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. Yeah, we have trouble. Hallelujah. But you are our present help in a time of trouble. We come to you. We seek you. We look to you. Lord God, strengthen your people. Help them to go ahead and go through. And every step of the way, giving you the glory. In the name of Jesus is my prayer. And the people of God says, amen, amen, amen. Come on, let's give God the highest praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, let me tell you something. I'm not just saying it. No. I had to praise my way through a whole lot of situations. Hallelujah. There was times that I complained. Yeah, I complained. It didn't do any good. It just made things worse. It kept me stagnant. Hallelujah. But when I say, say like mother say, it'll be all right. It'll be all right. Hallelujah. Whatever you're going through, it'll be all right. Because you put it in God's hand. And God's well able to take care of it. Amen. Amen, amen. Well, I thank you for joining Living Life Through the Word of God podcast. I pray that something was said that has encouraged your heart in the Lord. Hallelujah. Again, we come on every Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Share the video. Somebody might be going through and they need the word. He says in the word in St. John 6:63, my word is spirit and it is life. Hallelujah. Why not share, amen, a life-changing word through the word of God? Amen? Amen. All right now, in my closing, you already know, Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able. Yes, he is. To do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now you work that power of faith and watch God work a miracle in your life. You have a blessed and wonderful day and a prosperous week in the Lord. God bless you. And thank you once again for joining. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.